Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
What kind of trouble is Katy Perry in?
Oh, boy. Yeah, she's in deep with the Spanish environmental agencies. She put together the video for her latest song, which is called Lifetimes, in the Salinas Natural Park. It's a sand dunes near Ibiza. And apparently never got permission to film there. And the environmental agency in Spain now is saying that she, well, her crew did damage to the beach there, and they're investigating. There could be some action for the damage that took place in the Balearic Islands. So we'll see what happens with all of that. Clearly, I'm not a spokesman for their tourism.
She can write a check, maybe, and solve that problem. Yeah. She can afford it. And now we have to report on Joaquin Phoenix and his problems.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. He had signed up to do a movie which was without title, but was going to be a gay romance drama. And it was going to be directed by Todd Haynes, very well-known director of great acclaim. 5 days before the filming was supposed to begin, Joaquin Phoenix quit the movie. And reportedly, from sources close to all of this, said that he got cold feet about playing this role. Sets had been built. Cameras had been set. You know, they were ready to go. All they needed was, the actors to show up and start filming the project. So for Joaquin Phoenix to walk away at the last minute is kind of a big deal. And so Hollywood is outraged for a couple of reasons. One, you just don't do that financially. It's, a huge hit for the studios putting all of this together when your star walks away.
Yeah.
But other people are also upset that wondering, even though he knew what the story was going in, did he walk away from the story because it was a gay romance story? We just don't know that. Actor Danny Ramirez, who is featured in Top Gun Maverick, was supposed to be his love interest in this movie. So, that's what we know of all of this so far. Interestingly, Joaquin Phoenix sort of has a reputation for, getting, I don't know if cold feet is exactly the right word, but before he starts, this is not the first time that he is either threatened or actually did walk away from a movie, either during the filming or right before it was supposed to start. He nearly dropped out of the movie Napoleon that came out last year. I think most people would say he would have wisely dropped out of that movie because it was pretty bad. apparently this is not the first time that he has done this, so we have not heard the last of all of this.
Guess not. Yeah, we do have some positive entertainment news today involving John Mulaney.
Yeah, Chicago's very own revealed on Seth Meyers' show that he secretly married his longtime girlfriend, actress Olivia Munn. Last June, they had a little private, very intimate ceremony at a friend's house in New York. There was only one witness there and the couple's two-year-old son. All of this after the couple went through Olivia Munn being treated for a pretty intense battle with breast cancer and John Mulaney going through rehab. So they both went through their own battles in their own ways, stayed together, supported each other. This is her first marriage, his second marriage. And he has said that marrying into a large Vietnamese family, which I did not know Olivia Munn was of Vietnamese descent, but marrying into a large Vietnamese family, he says, is one of the most fun things I've ever done.
Okay. Well, yeah. I can tell you, since Marianne introduced me to the Cuban family component, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So yeah, it's fun to learn. Yeah. I always say we need to embrace, you know, we're so lucky in Chicago to have all of these multicultures at our fingertips, either to marry them, like you did, or...
Just go to the restaurants.
Go to the restaurants, go to the summer festivals.
Yeah.
Enjoy the food, enjoy the music, enjoy the celebration. You know, excuse me for quoting the song, but it's a small world after all.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to expand your world. It's Dean's Entertainment Report. Dean, what's the word on the new season of Only Murders in the Building?
Well, we're getting a first look at what will be season four of this award-winning and just downright hilarious series with Steve Martin and Martin Short and Selena Gomez. And, you know, there have been lots of, you know, star supporting roles. Looks like in season four there'll be even more supporting roles because it seems like the premise is going to be that they want to make a podcast out of the three's adventures of solving crimes with some pretty hilarious results. Here's a little taste of the brand new trailer that's out for Only Murders in the Building.
A Hollywood studio. Want us to make a movie of our podcast?
This script is amazing.
Oliver flits around the room, a septuagenarian Peter Pan or a male Tinkerbell.
I do not walk that way.
Okay, podcasters. We have a fabulous cast.
I'm Eugene Levy.
I'm Eva Longoria.
Oliver, this is Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, yes, Zach Galifianakis, of course. I see what you're doing.
I happen to have started the second highest grossing comedy of all time.
Are you the little boy from Home Alone? What have they done to you?
Yes, Zach Galifianakis. They want to make a movie out of their podcast. I can't wait. I already can't wait. Season four of the Hulu series will debut August 27th, right around the corner.
What else is new on the stream?
We've got a bunch of new stuff that's out this week, including a brand new series from Halle Berry, a brand new movie from Halle Berry and Mark Wahlberg, which is called The Union. It's a story about an FBI agent who brings her old boyfriend on to help her solve crimes and to locate criminals and possible agents. There's also the new one that gives us John Cena and Awkwafina called Jackpot. This is a story about the Awkwafina character winning the lottery. It's like a big super billion-dollar lottery in the future in California, where the law has been changed to where if you kill the person who has won the lottery within 24 hours of their claiming their prize, then you get the prize. So she brings on a bodyguard, John Cena, to protect her and to protect her findings. You know, it's a certainly very likable comedy. A lot of you have been looking forward to Emily in Paris season four, part one. That will begin streaming on Netflix if you haven't had enough Paris already. After the Olympic Games, you'll get a little bit more with this romantic effort. Vince Vaughn's got a brand new series that it is going to begin on Apple TV Plus. It's actually it's streaming now, called Bad Monkey. He is a private investigator, you know, very irreverent, very Vince Vaughn style, very sarcastic, kind of fun. He is joined in the cast by, who's the guy that's in Scrubs?
You know what?
Zach Braff. Zach Braff.
That Bad Monkey, I'm hearing good things about it because it's from the Florida journalist and novelist Carl Hiaasen, who is really, really good. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I saw a couple of episodes of it. I didn't watch the whole thing yet, but it's got a very Vince Vaughn kind of vibe, which I really like. Final season of SEAL Team is streaming now on Paramount Plus, and also we've got a documentary that's coming out on Netflix that's called Daughters, which is a story about a group of little girls at a school. About to have their daddy-daughter dance, mm-hmm. only their daddies are all in prison. So they move the dance into the prison and kind of, teach the inmates how to put on something like this for their little girls. It's actually a pretty sweet story and true story as well. That's streaming now on Netflix.
I've got to get more space on my DVR or just start reading books and not bother recording all these shows. I never get around to watching any of them. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, well, you know, I always say it's like Lucy and Ethel in the candy factory. when it goes down the conveyor belt, I'm done with it. So, you know, I get to what I can, and I don't try to save anything.
That's a good idea. My
viewing habits are so messed up as a result of me having to watch so many different things.
I can imagine.
Poor me. I have to watch TV shows and
that,
movies.
That concludes today's edition of First World Problems.
Woo, I'm so tired.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.